Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
This is a Rogue Media Network podcast.
Heart of Texas, the trailer park is nice and dark. Deep in the heart of Texas, Dad drinks his brew and he spits his chew. Deep in the heart of Texas, the TV blares but no one cares. Deep in the heart of Texas, here we go.
That was Ride the Bus by the Franz.
The Franz.
And we're about to have a guy from their band be our guest today.
What's his name?
His name is Gabriel. Mm-hmm. Gabriel Xavier.
Okay. What part of the country is he in? Middle Minnesota, Wisconsin.
I think he mentioned where they were from here. I don't see.
Oh, that's all right.
Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh, Cleveland rocks.
Cleveland rocks. All right. Let's call him in.
Yeah, let's do it.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Why is it that with sparkling water, I'm always playing guessing games with what flavor I'm drinking? Is it citrus? Is it aluminum can flavored? Not sure. Sparkling ice, though, they really mean flavor. Like in-your-face flavor. Orange mango, black raspberry. Don't even get me started on the strawberry lemonade. Kiwi strawberry slid right into my taste buds' DMs last night and let them know who's boss. No subtleties there and no sugar either. But it does have vitamins and antioxidants. Find sparkling ice at a major grocery store or club retailer near you. Sparkling ice. Anything but subtle.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Gabriel?
Hello.
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 Greetings. How are you guys?
Is this Gabriel?
Greetings. We're great.
Good, good. Glad to hear it.
This is Gabriel?
It is.
All right. Fantastic. I'm Mike. I think you've spoken to Rusty before.
Yeah, I'm Rusty.
So,
yeah, nice to meet you guys.
Yeah, nice to meet you. Same here, man. We just listened to the I Want to Ride the Bus song.
Cool.
And it's very good. So it's like super straightforward. It's the kind of rock that I like. How would you classify it?
Yeah, I'd say it's kind of a little punk, a little, you know, just straightforward rock.
Yeah.
That's kind of our anthem.
Yeah, that's great.
Our mission statement, if you will.
You know, it's a new genre. It's transit rock.
Okay.
Yeah.
My favorite line is, I don't want to piss in your bottle, baby. That's my that's my favorite one. Yeah, that's really good.
I like that.
So tell me what the song's about.
So our band, The Frands, we are a public transit themed rock group. So all of our music is about transit advocacy and or discussing, you know, how highways or cars are, you know, depleting resources or subverting certain communities from one another.
Yeah.
And then we also have some like just kind of general fun songs about riding the bus.
Yeah, cool.
Or taking the train. There's a train system here in Cleveland where we're from. And so, yeah, just some kind of songs that are about like observations or, you know, weird characters we've met on the bus. So that's kind of what the whole band's about. And I think that song kind of summarizes all of that.
Do you guys dress like train captains or what do they call train engineers? Do you dress like bus drivers and train guys?
No, we should.
Yeah. If it's a 4-piece band, it should be like the YMCA of transit.
That's
you could
exactly
have
right.
A cab driver, a bus driver, a train driver, and a rickshaw.
Or a crossing guard.
Or a crossing guard.
There you go. There you go. One guy's got to stop.
Yeah.
The manager dresses as the crossing guard.
Right.
Yeah. I think we just invented a wrestling thing, you know, more so than a band here.
Yeah.
So how long?
That's our next step.
Sure. How long have you guys been together?
A little under 2 years.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes, y'all are fresh.
Do you perform a lot?
We do. We play at least twice a month here in Cleveland. And then We have our debut record coming out on Saturday, March 2nd.
Oh, nice.
And then we're touring the Midwest.
Really?
For 10 days, yeah.
Are you do you consider yourself independent, or are you signed somewhere?
We're totally independent as of now.
All right.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to get your information. I want to talk to you about that later.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so really enjoyed the song. What I would ask, you said March 2nd is your debut of your album?
Yeah.
So we're having a three-day event, or I guess when this comes out, we would have had a three-day event over the weekend, and it's all music-themed. So if you wanted to send me a couple of pictures and maybe a digital copy of the album, we'll play it at the event here.
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't mind pimping your stuff, man. That's great.
Thank you.
Yeah, that'd be wonderful. Just send it over to Rusty. You've already got his information. So do you listen to the show, our show?
I do, yeah. Well, big King of the Hill fan.
Thank you very much for listening. We appreciate it. Yeah, we know that we're kind of the cast off of the actual show, but we really enjoy doing it. And I tell you what, I've never met such like dedicated fans. You know?
Yeah, and it's a unique fan base too, man. Like I've met people from all walks of life that love King of the Hill, and that's what I like about it is its universality and like what it does to bring a diverse group of fans together.
I've met bus drivers, train conductors, guys that sing about them. Well, so what's your, do you guys have a gig coming up? You said you're touring for 10 days. When does that start?
Starts March 7th. Playing around Ohio and then to Chicago, St. Louis, Indianapolis, and Pittsburgh.
Yeah, we need to get you down here to Texas at some point.
Oh, we'd love that. We're thinking of a West Coast thing maybe in the winter.
Yeah, man.
Next winter.
That'd be cool.
And
we have zero winter here, so you're more than welcome.
Right, that's what I was thinking about. That's right. Southwest and West Coast.
What's it like there in Ohio right now?
Oh, it's about 25 degrees and wind chill of 15.
I think when I came in the building here, it's 84 degrees outside.
Oh, I'm jealous.
Well,
although you know, with not to get too political, but with global warming.
Oh, sure.
Cleveland's been like in February we had a 60 degree day, which was a world record.
Oh yeah.
For Cleveland.
And
so.
that's kind of a direct reflection of your band, right? I mean, that's what y'all are kind of singing about.
Yeah. I think that's part of the message is there's just so many things that would, be fixed if more people rode the bus. And it's just like environmental, there's like racial issues and gender issues and all these, class issues that are all tied to like, car centrism. And
yeah, we divide ourselves pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah. It sucks.
Especially, here in the Rust Belt, there was like so much of that. And, the mid-century. Yeah, a lot of like cities were kind of planned and designed to be a kind of northern segregation.
Wow.
Have you
ever seen the stuff that, what's that guy that used to, Adam Ruins Everything. You ever seen the one about redlining and all that where the cities were planned in a certain way to keep the races apart from each other and stuff?
I haven't seen that, but that's what I'm referring to. Yeah.
Yeah. It's very, you don't realize how diabolical these people were that planned all this stuff.
Yeah. And still are,
Well, that's true. I think even more so at this point. Yeah. They just hide it better.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun talking to you. So, I'm going to ask you one last question and then we'll kind of let you go. What do you think about the continuation/reboot of King of the Hill?
I'm excited for it. I haven't kept up with the show lately. It was something I watched more as a kid. Like my stepdad and mom are big fans of the show. And so I grew up as a kid watching it.
Yeah.
And I wanted to ask you guys, do you guys have any King of the Hill quotes that you say regularly? Because my stepdad and I, it's like an inside joke. We have so many quotes that we'll like say to one another.
Yeah.
And I don't
guess,
know if there are any King of the Hill quotes you guys say on a daily basis,
Sure.
I guess, man,
well,
really...
that's not my purse, is always, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know you and stuff. You know, it's
those,
so
I hope you're not kicking out. Anyone pocket in the groin.
Well, you don't know.
Yeah. The shasha, shasha and pocket sand. And
oh, that's
that.
Right. We did have a fan. We had a fan send us a baggie full of pocket sand. At
yeah,
one
absolutely.
Time. Yeah.
It was actually.
Yeah, it was really good. But
who it was.
Anyway, well, it's nice to talk to you, man, and good luck on your 10-day tour. We'll be wishing you well, and like I said, you want to send us some stuff, we'll pimp
it
out.
Yeah, we'll check
here.
It out, man. Best of luck to you and everything.
Totally.
I appreciate you coming on, man.
All right, nice to meet you, buddy.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, we'll talk soon.
Nice to meet you.
You have a good one,
bro.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, he seems like a super nice guy.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah. I would ask that everybody go look for this band. What's the band called again? The Franz.
F-R-A-N-S. Okay. The Franz.
So there you go. And you heard that they are a transportation-themed band, which I always
like. And I like
their
music.
I always like it when you get down to such a niche that you can call yourself one thing.
Well, that's what I said. It's like transit rock. That's the new wave.
I'm a big fan of this kind of stuff because, like, my buddy Casey and I, you know, we went to see Max Sabbath, which is that McDonald's themed
Black Sabbath
cover band. We saw Go Go Gorillaz. It's just four guys dressed like gorillas playing surf rock.
Okay.
I mean, we're big fans of like themed stuff like that. I think I just think it's funny as hell.
Yeah. I just like music. So yeah, appreciate Gabriel for sharing that with us.
Just real quick, I'm gonna point out one other band. This is not anybody, you know, that necessarily is going to come on the show. I'd love to have them, but, there's a band called Thumpasaurus out there. I just went to see them, for my second time at the, Deep Elm Art Company.
Oh, is that the clip you sent me?
Yeah. Yeah. And, that is a fantastic band. It puts out a high energy 2-hour show. I mean, just jumping on everything and letting people up on the stage and all kinds of, it's a really good band. Yeah, yeah. Anytime they're around, I'll go see them. Little Funk, one of the only bands I know that plays a slideshow behind them the entire time.
A slideshow?
Like a PowerPoint.
Oh, a PowerPoint.
You know? It's got the,
what's it got on it, though?
Well, they have a guy on stage that controls the graphics behind them, and it'll be anything that goes with the songs. While you're waiting for the band to come on, it's just a bunch of animated dinosaurs. Then there's one song that's dedicated to a horse.
Okay.
And so there's a lot of horses
running
around and stuff like that. But anyway, Thumpasaurus, if you get to check them out, and
Thumpasaurus,
the Franz, go look for them. By the time this comes out, maybe a couple days, they have a new album coming out. So, well, all right. So one more time, I want to thank him for coming on. Go look at the Franz, and anything you want to mention?
The Franz. No, that's it.
Franz. Okay, so I have a question for our Friday people. You know, sometimes we struggle to come up with stuff on Fridays, you know, because we end up reading a cracked article more often than not.
Yeah.
One thing I would like to do, and I just want to see if there's any interest in this out there, I would like to dig a little further into the Mike Judge world, where maybe we do like movie reviews of Office Space, Idiocracy, which I did not spell correct on this page, and Extract or something like, you know, any of the Mike Judge properties.
Yeah,
I think it'd
me.
Be cool if we did some reviews. But you guys let us know what you think. Also, we hadn't mentioned this in a while. We do have a Patreon. It is just for support, and we would love it if you'd go pick that out. BWAAAKOTH. So go to Patreon, look that up, and you should find us.
Yeah, we'd appreciate that.
Buttload more shows here at RogueMediaNetwork.com. Always starting new stuff. Actually fired off an email this morning to a history blog, trying to do these weird history things on a daily basis. So we got a lot of cool stuff coming up. False crime, nailed that down, so we should be starting that pretty soon. But the one I really want you guys to listen to is Swimmer's Ear.
Swimmer's Ear.
Yeah, we'll be putting out a new episode this
week. Swimmer's Ear.
And it's all Adult Swim themed stuff. So, want to tell them where they can find us?
You can find us at BWAAAKOTH.com. Or you can find us at RogueMediaNetwork.com/BWAAAKOTH.
That's right. And remember, you can get us anywhere you find your podcasts. I'm going to try... and I guess we'll know by this Friday, to upload the video. So as a network, we're in a beta with Spotify, where we can start putting our video up on Spotify as well as YouTube.
Oh, cool.
So we're going to try doing that, see how that works. So if you guys get a chance to test it on Spotify, this past Monday's episode was the first one that we put up on Spotify's video. So go check it out and let us know if it's all screwed up. But once again, we thank you guys for being here, and keep listening.
Oui, Matanya.
Oui, Matanya, indeed.
This has been a Rogue Media Network production.